This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And again, I am sorry my voice isn't as pretty and as sweet sounding as it usually is. I am still kind of dealing with this sinus infection, sore throat, pseudo pneumonia. I don't know what the heck it is. Just thank the Lord my microphone has this screen on it, because at least I could take the screen and I could boil it up. Not that you put your mouth on the microphone. You're really not supposed to put your mouth on the microphone. It sounds weird. Like if you see, doesn't that sound weird? Like, see, I mean, if I ever want to kiss you guys, it would sound like this. See? Hey, that's so cute. But now I just spread all these germs, and you really can't boil up a microphone. I don't know who got me sick, but I'm really ticked off. It could have been my producer, Blake. Maybe he breathed into the USB port. I don't know. But I'm pretty upset. So anyway, for those of you new to listening to the show, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my show. I usually sound a lot sexier than this, okay? All right. Sorry. I also want to thank you guys for the birthday wishes. No, it's not my birthday, but it's the radio show's birthday. 8 years ago, January 9th, even though today's not the 9th, but January 9th, 2009, was the very first day of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Day! Oh, it was such a great day. It was such a great day. I walked into the studios of KLAV. I was so nervous. I had my show typed. I had everything I was going to say typed, because I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to accidentally say the wrong thing. I wanted to sound smart. And I read what I wrote. And I was so nervous. I remember it took me like 20 minutes to situate the hemorrhoid pillow on my chair, because I'm like, look, I don't want to squeak and I don't want to, you know, jump around. You know, you basically stay seated with good posture in front of the microphone. And I was just so nervous about everything. And by the time I was done with that show, bouncing around all over the place, the hemorrhoid pillow was completely deflated. You know, Tom Brady would have loved to throw that during a Patriots game. I like Tom Brady. But anyway. So it was good. And then, you know, things moved forward. Then KDWN, had me come on their station and do their show. And then things just, completely skyrocketed from there. And so, you know, thank you guys, because I couldn't have done this without you. You know, it's really humbling. You know, I don't really like to thank you guys too much, because, you know, I feel like you should be thanking me. I mean, for all the fabulous information and snot and phlegm, you know, you get to hear every day. But I really do need to thank you. You know, so big thanks to Smart Talk 106.3. That's added the show. We have a new station in St. Louis is going to be adding the show. Again, Alta Vista, Virginia, WKDE, KZWY, KDWN, stations throughout KSIS. We are so, so appreciative of you guys taking the show, as well as iHeartRadio. And big thanks to GCN Communications for, you know, being my family and letting the show happen. All right. Okay, good. Are we done with the mushy stuff? Okay, good, because this isn't mushy right here. Apparently, your kids can suffer if you as a parent clash with the medical staff. This is a very interesting study coming out of Israel. Rude parents. Now, okay, mind you, I grew up with Israelis, okay? So I get the rudeness thing, okay? Look, I love Israel, but I got to tell you, all right, Israelis do things a little differently. And in this study, rude parents can rattle medical staff enough to compromise the quality of care their critically ill child receives. Medical teams in a neonatal intensive care unit made worse decisions during simulated emergency scenarios if they had been treated rudely by an actress playing the role of an angry family member. Now, remember, my father was Israeli. And, you know, he was nice. But for America standards, he didn't do all the niceties, like, thank you, please. You know, it was just, you know, some very basic, vocabulary that he knew with his, you know, limited English. And it seemed pretty blunt. But this isn't talking about just a specific country of people. This is talking about, this looks at no matter where you are. If you are rude to your doctor or rude to the nurse, it's not going to help anybody. And we've talked about this. They say exposure to rudeness helped explain about 40% of the variance in good medical decision-making between different teams of the study, according to co-author Amir Aris. He's a professor with the University of Florida Warrington College of Business. He said there is a lot of concern about medical errors, but the medical field is not paying attention at all to the effect that social interactions can have on this performance. They need to pay attention to this because this could potentially save lives. But the researchers also found that doctors and nurses could inoculate themselves against potential rudeness by taking part in computer training that decreased their emotional sensitivity. Now, we're going to talk about this, where the one profession where you will never win by being a squeaky wheel is the medical profession. But let me tell you the story, and then we'll, you know, and I'll tell you guys how to get what you want. Okay, remember, I'm not here being an advocate of doctors. I'm here being an advocate for my listeners. So I'm going to tell you all the secrets. I'm going to tell you all the behind the scenes. But as a doctor, you better behave, and you better not be rude, because it does no good for nobody. Now, in this study, four medical teams at an Israeli teaching hospital had to perform a full day's worth of five emergency scenarios. Three of the teams started their day confronted by a mother who accused them of misdiagnosing their child. The fourth team served as a control group and was not exposed to rudeness. The actress told the teams, "I knew we should have gone to a better hospital where they don't practice third world medicine," and threatened to move the child to another hospital. Okay, now, you know, keep in mind, okay? All right, many of us say, see ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. One team received absolutely no preparation for this encounter, but the second team took part in a 20-minute computer game beforehand that exposed them to angry and happy faces, providing feedback that made them less sensitive to hostile emotions. The members of the third team were asked to write a narrative about the rude event after it had occurred to possibly diminish any lasting effect. Well, anyway, they found that the computer training helped. So, what do you do? One, if you want to have a complete fit, or two, if you want to get what you want. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have the rock and ammonia and the boogie wiggy flu, because this cold really, really stinks. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. We've got Shakeaboo in the house. Shakeaboo is my co-host today. Shakeaboo, hi. Shakeaboo is my kitty cat. We had two cats, Shake and Bake. Bake died. And so Shake didn't like his name Shake. He thought it sounded stupid, because he really needed his, you know, partner in crime, Bake. So we call him Shaky Boo. Shaky, you want to say anything? No, he left. He left the studio. Oh, he's so mean. He's so mean. Now, you know, we're talking about how to get what you want from your doctor. And, it's interesting. So I've been suffering with this cold. And one of the best times to get your medical provider, but you never see them, you know, is when they're sick. And when your medical provider suffers from the same thing that you suffer, you got it made. You have got it made, because they really understand. All right? I tried to think this sinus thing was viral, And I didn't take any antibiotics, and it got worse. It got so bad that, boy, I needed antibiotics. And when I ran into somebody at work yesterday who said she went to the urgent care twice, and they didn't give her antibiotics, and they said it was viral, told her to take some Sudafed, and sent her away twice after paying two copays, I felt for her. Now, mind you, as a doctor, I'm supposed to be like, well, good job, you know, from the medical community, you know, for not just passing out and doling out antibiotics willy-nilly. We have to control antibiotic resistance. But I really think she has what I have. And what I have, I mean, not only did it need a course of antibiotics, but I think it needed some flamethrowers and SWAT to come in. I mean, this is so bad. And I'm looking at her and I'm feeling so bad, I feel so bad for her, and I'm sorry for saying the word bad, but, you know, to go to the doctor twice, not get what she needed, she's still sitting there sick. So there has to be a conversation on how to get what you want. You know, migraines. I had no idea how difficult a migraine was or what that pain was until after my second kid. And I started to get migraines, not because of my kid, just all of a sudden that's when the hormones changed, and I felt what a migraine was. Like, I thought I knew what, and I was like, oh, these people are faking, they just want pain medications, I'll give them something, but come on, really, is it that bad? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Kidney stone. I had a kidney stone. Any of you that ever come to me as a patient with a kidney stone, I will kiss your feet. That kidney stone pain is horrible. It was the most frightening day or two of my life. I thought I was going to die. You know, now I'm not saying find the sickest doctor in the neighborhood, right, who has every single thing under the sun, and you know, go to that person. I mean, yeah, you want that doctor to, you know, stay around and be there, you know, for you whenever you need. But I got to tell you, a medical provider who has dealt with many of your issues, okay, I think, you know, can provide a lot of insight. Now, I'm not saying a doctor has to have suffered, like I, a teratoma, a PMS, irritable bowel syndrome, migraines, fibromyalgia, I don't know, I think I had an IUD shift, and that gave me a bad day once. I'm not saying you need a doctor that deals with constipation and hemorrhoids and all that to understand your problem. Look, we medical providers are very empathetic. But sometimes, if you're not getting what you want, sometimes that helps. You know, now, most doctors are not going to be very open about their medical history. I mean, I let you guys know every time my cycle comes. Most doctors don't do that because they assume people don't want to know. I think it's really vital information. I think you guys would love to know, you know, if I have to run to the bathroom every hour. But, you know, most of us doctors like to stay a little, or medical providers like to stay a little bit more discreet. And I get that. You know, we're allowed to do that. But under no circumstances ever, 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 ever should you be rude to your medical provider. I don't care how mad you are. You don't be rude. You don't be a jerk. You don't insult them. You don't elevate things to a fight. Now, let's say you're bringing your child into a medical facility. You think the doctor is drunk. Yeah, take your baby and leave. All right, yeah, but I mean, how many times you walk into a medical facility where the medical provider is drunk? Come on. That's not the case, and that's not what I see. I see people think that they could go into a medical office and yell at them like they yell when they order a pizza or when they're talking to a mechanic, which, by the way, I would never yell at my mechanic. Oh, heck to the no. That mechanic is taking care of your car that you're going to be driving downhill one day in the snow. You're really going to yell at your mechanic, really? And I see that. People would come in, you know, I want this. And I want it now. Excuse me, really? You can just leave. And the customer is always right doesn't apply in a medical setting. You think it would, right? Because hospitals need patients, etc. Now that there's all these Yelp reviews out that are holding people hostage and a lot of fake reviews going out there, you know, you would think it would make more sense, but it doesn't. Because we already know that there's a lot of fake reviews out there. So you writing online that this doctor was mean or a witch to me, who cares? Well, Dr. Dahlia, I will go and take my business elsewhere. Really? You'll take your $20 copay when it costs me probably $30 to take care of you? You'll take that $10 loss and go elsewhere? Fine. See ya. Please be my guest. In fact, I will drive you to another doctor's office. Now, that's a problem for you as a customer. That's a huge problem. Because having that customer is always right theme and premise that many companies have to work around allow you to have some control, allow you to have some power. And some of this power you should rightfully have as a patient. But when your medical provider is overworked and underpaid, and the risk they take seeing you is so high, and so it's insurmountable. If you are rude, that translates into them thinking you're going to be a future lawsuit. And nobody wants a future lawsuit or a future malpractice case. And the one thing we're taught in medicine is to let that patient go. Don't throw yourself on the ground grabbing his legs to try to make him stay. If anybody is dissatisfied before you even get to do your thing and show what you're made of as a medical professional, let them leave. So now what do you do? All right? What if you really, don't think you have a virus? You've been dealing with an infection for weeks. Right? It's not getting better. Your medical provider is saying it's only a virus and you're getting worse and you're getting worse. And what do you do? Well, first and foremost is be honest. Honesty is the best tool. And remember, we medical providers can pick up on a liar because we've been lied to the whole time. Right? So we know the truth. So if you come in day one having an infection saying, I've had this for weeks. We're like, really? I could tell. Okay, if you look at me right now, you could tell that I've had this for a good couple weeks. You could see I'm miserable. You could see the dehydration. You could see the pallor. Right? You could see the raw, chapped lips, chapped nose. I know, I am sexy, aren't I? Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm taken. I'm taken. Okay, you could hear the phlegm. So, I have the proof. You could see that. So you can't fake it. So let's say this one coworker comes in and says, look, here are my two visits from the urgent care. I went 2 weeks ago. I went again 3 days ago. I'm getting worse. This hurts. My teeth hurt. I'm getting a fever. Please, the Robitussin, these over-the-counters aren't helping. I really feel like I need an antibiotic. What do you think? I'm not getting better. Now, even though most medical providers don't want you to tell them the case, you coming in like that, I'm sure you're going to hopefully get your needs met. But if they think, no, this is a 2-week virus, they're going to tell you. But after about, 10 days, something's up. So, be honest. Be sincere. Tell them what you're fearful of. Tell them, look, I'm paying $75 every time I come in and I can't take off work. If this is bacterial, what do? I won't take the antibiotic if I don't need it, so I don't spread resistance. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the death certificates have been released for Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. As we discussed, I believe it was it 2 weeks ago when they passed? Debbie Reynolds had died from a stroke, and her daughter Carrie Fisher died from cardiac arrest. However, they did not give a precise cause of the death of Carrie Fisher. The two death certificates of the Hollywood stars, where they died at least one day apart, were released Monday by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. So that happened earlier this week. Fisher's cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest deferred, meaning there's going to be further tests, according to CNN. The 60-year-old actress was hospitalized on December 23rd after she had a cardiac event on a flight from London to Los Angeles. People on the plane had to work on her, try to help revive her. Unfortunately, she went, I believe, to UCLA and was on put on life support and then died 4 days later. A day after Carrie Fisher died, Debbie Reynolds, who was at Carrie Fisher's brother's, her son's house, planning the funeral, was taken to an L.A. hospital where she later died. And on her death certificate, the cause was an intracerebral hemorrhage. So what was interesting with this stroke is it wasn't the more common stroke where somebody makes a clot. An intracerebral hemorrhage is where she had a bleed to the brain. It's a more rare sort of stroke. Makes one think that she had high blood pressure, possibly from the stress of what happened, and that unfortunately caused a bleed to the brain. You know, when you look back, Carrie Fisher, per se, you know, Carrie Fisher being Princess Leia on Star Wars, she was such a dynamic actress, and it was such a phenomenal role that she had, because rather than being the damsel in distress, okay, I mean, she led a resistance. She told Han Solo off. She didn't have a high, squeaky, super feminine voice. It was a lower voice. And, you know, back in the 70s, a role like this was actually very, very welcomed, as it showed that, you know, women, you know, could be in powerful positions, and they could be very, very smart, and they could be unpredictable. And, you know, Carrie Fisher inspired a lot of women to be very, to be kind of, you know, to kind of break the mold. And then, of course, you know, by the third Star Wars, okay, that's when she was in that, you know, bikini getup, and, you know, all the guys were happy again with her. See, guys did not like Princess Leia. Guy, they didn't like her haircut. They didn't like that hair with the buns on the side. They didn't like her low voice. They didn't like her lack of curves. She was in a white gown, you know, not very sexy, you know, not very provocative. And so I don't know if it was George Lucas or somebody said, you know what, we got to do something here. People really aren't digging the whole Princess Leia. So all of a sudden, they put her in this bikini getup and had her chained to a big monster, and then everybody liked her. So what I find fascinating about that is, you know, women, you know, we could progress and we could, you know, break the shackles of the old stereotypes, you know, that women are supposed to be barefoot and pregnant and all that. Now, but, you know, at some point, okay, we may just need to kind of listen, okay, to what the men want. Not that we have to give in, but, you know, if we want to please the other half of the species, sometimes you got to show a little skin. Now, I've shown a lot of skin. In fact, I'm showing a lot of skin from my chin, from my arms. It's not getting me what I want. I'm a little frustrated by that, but when I was younger, I just wore the turtlenecks. I wore the long skirts. I was like, oh, no, no, no. I don't want to look like a slut. We had family members who were raped. So, you know, my mom made sure I was all, you know, I was basically clothed from head to toe. You know, I mean, if I wore a veil, she would have probably been happy with that. But, you know, my dad's like, look at her. She's really not much to look at. Nobody's going to want her. So, you know, they let me have my face uncovered, which is good. But, you know, but it's kind of interesting where, you know, that role in the 70s was supposed to be so iconic, you know, for women and to, you know, and to, you know, show the progress that women made, meaning they could be a formidable force without showing cleavage. And then they had to, in the third movie, show cleavage anyway. All right. Well, it goes to show you, every time we make progress, we sometimes have to take a step back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got some bad news for us all. Red meat is now linked to diverticulitis. High consumption of red meat, especially unprocessed red meat, is associated with an increased risk of diverticulitis. This was a study published online in the journal Gut. You know what? I'm going to take my chances. I'll take the diverticulitis. There's no way I'm eating fish. What's diverticulitis? Well, you got a colon, right? Okay, sorry about this. I had to take a little bit of Pepsi. I know I should not be drinking Pepsi, but can I just do a quick aside? I have been talking about how I finally took an antibiotic, right, for this bad infection. I don't know what the heck I have, plague. And now it gave me diarrhea, okay? So, you see how honest and open I am? All right, so I take a little Pepsi, Coca-Cola, to see if it kind of settles my tummy. So we'll see if it works. Okay, anyway. So what's diverticulitis? Well, let's start with the colon. Colon has lining, your colon has walls. Sometimes the colon makes these pockets, right? And these pockets are called diverticula. Right? They're pockets in the colon. These pockets in the colon don't really allow a lot of in and out. So they can unfortunately harbor something that could sit there and fester and then get infected. If these little pockets, these little diverticula, become infected and fester, then it's called diverticulitis. You get that? Anything with an itis means inflammation or infection of. So tonsillitis, infection of the tonsils. Vaginitis, an infection of the vagina. Urethritis, infection or inflammation of the urethra. So diverticulitis is infection or inflammation of the diverticula. And the diverticula, not all of us have diverticula, but some of us may. I don't. That's probably the one condition I don't have. Diverticula are these pockets. The pockets should not be dangerous in and of itself. That's a great place to store some change. But they could unfortunately harbor little seeds from your bananas, from tomatoes, popcorn, not really supposed to eat popcorn. Those could sit there, not flow out, get infected. So Dr. Yin Chow from the Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School, Boston, Massachusetts, says our findings are generally in line with prior early analysis that red meat, but not poultry or fish, is associated with an increased risk of diverticular disease. They said the current cohort included longer follow-up and twice as many cases, which allowed the colon is a long organ, so I would hope that they spent a long amount of time on this. They say the current cohort included longer follow-up and twice as many cases, which allowed the researchers to restrict their analysis to diverticulitis alone and exclude related conditions. So they looked at 46,000 men. Okay? They collected data from these men, and they tested the association between red meat, total red meat, red unprocessed meat, red processed meat, poultry, and I'm getting hungry. And they looked at the risk for the diverticulitis. They were about 40 to 75. They were enrolled back in 1986. During the 26-year follow-up, they responded to questionnaires every 2 years. They collected data every 4 years on dietary intake. There were 764 cases of diverticulitis during the 651,000 person years of follow-up. It's a calculation they make. So basically, red meat's bad. Okay, are we good with that? Red meat is bad. I know, I'll take my chances. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your selfies. Your selfies are allowing bad guys to steal your identity. I'll tell you why. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Went wrong. about singing lessons. How I can't sing a song. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to take some singing lessons. I used to have such a good voice, and now I don't because I'm getting old and my vocal cords are getting all that. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys needed to see me 20 years ago. I was some hot stuff. I was some hot stuff, baby. All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know, I'm kind of feeling crummy. It's hard. You know, when you're dripping snot all the time and you just had surgery and, you know, your boobs are a little droopy, it's really kind of hard to feel all sexy and good about yourself. You know, there's no parties. It's January. You know, not really a lot's going on. Nobody's really calling me to come over for a holiday party. And I don't really feel very loved right now. Yeah, so, oh well, I gotta give myself a boost. You know, one thing that gives me a boost, for those that join you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is doing a selfie. I'll take a picture of myself. I'll try to filter it. You know, there's all these filters now on Instagram. When you make it black and white, you look really good black and white. You know, that's how everybody looked hot back in the 1920s. You know, because, you know, you were in black and white in these pictures, okay? Something about the lack of color, you know, doesn't show all the, you know, the wrinkles and the marionette lines and all the other stuff on your face. You know, the gray hair looks blonde. You look good, black and white. So you take a selfie, right? You know, I cut out the bottom half of the body, right? I try to tilt the picture so it looks like the bra straps were aligned. It's a good picture. Well, now they're saying that our selfies are allowing bad guys to steal our identity. This is being reported by the Daily Mail. And bad guys can zoom in. I don't know if I believe this, but they say bad guys can zoom in on our fingers, and HD lenses could help them replicate our fingerprints. Do you guys buy that? Well, it's very interesting. According to Professor Isao Ichizen, he studied this in Japan, and he proved that this data could be stolen from selfies. They say celebrities are seen as those of the highest risk because, you know, they obviously are celebrities. And they say fingerprint technology is on the rise, and people's smartphones are very, very vulnerable. And I guess a lot of people like to do the peace sign. So they'll point the peace sign. And when the peace sign or the thumbs up sign, I don't see a lot of people do the thumbs up sign. The thumbs up sign was really, really popular back in our hitchhiking days. Once hitchhiking became illegal, we said, oh, you know, maybe I don't want to get caught hitchhiking. So now, rather than standing on the side of the road, giving people a thumbs up when they drive by, I salute so nobody thinks I'm hitchhiking. Isao Ichizen, a professor at Japan's National Institute of Informatics, told Sankai Shimbun that people should refrain from putting their hands anywhere near the frame of their selfie. The professor said the quality of cameras and smartphones and tablets have now reached a level where fingerprint data could be obtained from the selfie. He told a Japanese news outlet, if someone hacks your password, you can change it, but you're pretty much stuck with fingerprints you were born with. Professor Ichizen carried out an experiment which concluded data could be scanned from 3 meters away if the fingertips were exposed. Now, this is pretty scary stuff. Okay, so one is it's going to make a lot of us skip the peace sign, which I think is a cool sign. You know, peace, bro. I like the peace sign. You know, it's nice. It's very kumbayash. I like it. But I don't think a lot of us really do the peace sign as much as we think. You know, usually we just kind of wave. I keep my hands away from the selfie. See, because I'm married, and I have a wedding ring on, and, you know, what if I don't want people to think I'm married? You know? It's a real turnoff seeing a big wedding ring in the middle of your picture. Plus, have you guys seen my hands? My hands are huge. My hands are probably 15 centimeters in length. Hold on a second. No, my hands are almost 20s. I have huge hands. The last thing I want is somebody to think that I have big hands. You know, I'm trying to look like this dainty, feminine, very meek, you know, small, cute, adorable, you know, blonde, 105-pound girl. No way. The selfie will not let that happen. So I hide my hands. I hide my butt. I hide my stomach. I try to hide my nose. I hide. One of my best selfies was one eye. I caught a corner of my eye, and that was the best I ever looked. But, you know, I'm a little frustrated by this world we live in right now where everything is on camera. Everything. You got drones watching you. You got satellite watching you. You know, we got the kids a drone for the holidays. Okay? I didn't know what to get my two teenage boys. Okay? No, I am not getting them any Playboy or anything like that. No, not happening. Okay? Come on. I'm their mom. Okay? I know what they want, but it's my job to give them something that I want to give them. Okay? And I want them to have. That's ridiculous. So, anyway, I looked online, you know, what are the teenage boys into? Because every time I ask them what video games they like to play, they go, oh, no, we don't play video games, we study. I'm like, well, they don't really study. You're still playing World of Warcraft, you're still playing Minecraft, you're still playing Battlefront. They're not stupid. But they go, Mom, don't waste any money on those. Honestly, we already got the games, we're good. You know, what about Madden? Do you need an updated Madden? No, we're good. It's okay. I like seeing Tony Romo play. So, they're happy with their games. So I went online and I did a Google. So I'm thinking, I don't know, soap on a rope or something. Trust me, I would love the boys to want some sort of a cleaning, you know, lotion or something. Some sort of soap, but they don't ask for soap. I go into their bathroom and, you know, the same soap I bought them that is still all packaged up. I don't know what they washed it with, to be honest. But on there, top of the list was drone. I'm like, are you kidding me? These things are expensive. So we found one. It's kind of reasonable. All right. And I'm like, this is good. You could fly it around the house. You could scare the cats. Make sure I'm dressed, you know, and not running around in dad's underwear. Because I wear dad's underwear for pajamas. You know, make sure I have a bra on, right? Make sure I'm not on air. Okay? You know, don't go into my studio with it. And so, please make sure you don't get grandma on there. Okay, you know, because, you know, last thing we need is, you know, my listeners have a picture of what my mom and my husband's father and, you know, mother-in-law looks like. Okay? I really don't want to change that, okay? Because, you know, we got something good here. Okay? When I make my mother stories and my mother jokes, okay, things are good. Okay? So I gave the kids all these rules. Well, what do? They take it outside. All right, so they take it outside. I'm like, you know, they'll find the cats, right? Right? They'll find all the dog poop. No, the drone goes to other neighborhoods. It just flies. You could see other people's backyards. I don't want to see into other people's backyards. I don't want to see I don't want to see people kissing before they go to work outside on their driveway. These drones, it shows a lot. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen me run, right? You know, out, you know, to go to work. I mean, I'm a mess. I'm yelling, I'm cursing, I'm screaming at the dog to shut up. I'm yelling at my husband to do a bunch of stuff. And again, I don't want that captured on camera. And, you know, face it, everything we do is on camera. You know, we worry that our youth, you know, are getting neurotic over how they look and dieting and, you know, body image. And, well, can you blame them? Okay, they're always on camera. We are always on film. That's got to be very annoying. Yeah, now, I personally like to be on film. I like to be on camera. I like to be on TV, so I'm fine with that, but not all the time. Okay, I'd like to not have makeup one day. I'd like to have surgery and limp into my house. It's just, it's weird. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Rebel. You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.